You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It has been revealed that the Alpine Fault, which runs down the South Island, has a 75% chance of creating a magnitude 8 or stronger earthquake in the next 50 years. Professor John Townend has spent many years studying the fault line to gain a greater understanding of the risks. He began by discussing what he has discovered recently.
Well, a lot of really amazing science has been done over the last few years, which tells us about the fault's long-term behaviour. And by that, I mean the history of big earthquakes on the Alpine Fault. So geologists and geophysicists have been looking at this for many years, and they've looked at basically the last 8,000 years' worth of geological information along the Alpine Fault, and they've recognized way over 20 big earthquakes. So that means that we have a very good handle on how often these earthquakes tend to occur on the Alpine Fault if you go back through geological time. And that forms the basis of probabilities for the likelihood of another big earthquake occurring in the next 50 years, for example. And at the moment, based on that very painstaking research, the odds of an Alpine Fault earthquake, a big one, in the next 50 years are something like 75%, and higher than 80% chance that will actually be a magnitude 8 earthquake, which would put it at the big end of the scale.
And so what could we expect for the region? So what region is this specifically going to affect, do you think?
If the Alpine Fault ruptures in a magnitude 8 earthquake, it would probably unzip along several hundred kilometres of its length. And so if you imagine the west coast of the South Island, the Alpine Fault might start rupturing, let's say, near Haast and rupture up towards the northeast, towards Hokitika and Greymouth. Of course, it could start up that end and rupture south, or it might start in the middle and go in both directions. But it's that sort of scale. It's several hundred kilometres of fault slipping by, you know, maybe 7 or 10 metres at the surface. And that would obviously affect all of the communities living on the west coast, but it would also affect all of the towns and cities in the South Island, and it might also provide quite strong shaking across Cook Strait in the southern North Island.
So you can predict sort of with somewhat good accuracy the magnitude, and you mentioned there the locations. Is it more difficult to pinpoint exactly where the fault is going to rupture?
Yes, and actually understanding what's going to eventuate, what's going to really happen in the next big earthquake is a real challenge. We have this very detailed historic record, or prehistoric in fact, pre-human record of big earthquakes, and that tells us something about the likely timing of future earthquakes, and that's really helpful. It also tells us roughly how big they're going to be, 7.5 or magnitude 8. But what we can't tell is where it starts, how deep it ruptures, how quickly it ruptures, a number of other important pieces of information that might control the shaking that different parts of the South Island experience. And so some of the work I'm involved in at the moment is really trying to get at the range of possibilities. You know, what sort of earthquake might actually take place? And how can we consider all the possible scenarios and feed that into our hazard calculations?
And something else that I've read through some of your research is that the fault line is producing a hum. What sort of noise is this hum, and what is this telling us about the fault line?
So the Earth is constantly being bombarded. Well, the solid part of the Earth, the coastline, is constantly being bombarded by waves from the ocean, and there are processes happening in the atmosphere and all sorts of different things which cause the rocks to vibrate. And if you have a sensitive seismometer and you put it in a nice quiet vault somewhere and you listen, you can detect this background hum. And why that's useful for us is because it's actually possible to extract really useful signals out of that background hum, that background noise. And we are using that sort of information at the moment to synthesize future Alpine Fault earthquakes, basically just by recording that pervasive background hum and then extracting from that the signals that we need. So most of the time when we put out a seismometer, we're probably targeting things like earthquakes. We want to record little earthquakes or big earthquakes, but there's lots and lots of information in those records that we can make use of, which in the past we might have tried to throw away. We just focused on the little earthquakes, but we're really extracting a lot of valuable information from that background hum.
And is the Alpine Fault the fault line that's most at risk of a big earthquake in Aotearoa at the moment?
Well, there are several contenders for the biggest source of hazard, seismic hazard in New Zealand at the moment. And the real biggie is probably the Hikurangi subduction zone, which runs down the eastern coast of the North Island and into the North and South Island. And that has the potential to generate very, very big earthquakes, perhaps magnitude 8.5 or magnitude 9. The timing of those earthquakes is less well understood than the timing of an alpine fault earthquake, just based on the fact that the Hikurangi subduction zone is largely, you know, the big fault is buried beneath the North Island and it's offshore. And so we don't have as much information about the timing of those earthquakes, but we know that they will cause extensive damage to much of New Zealand. In the case of the South Island, the Alpine Fault is the biggest source of seismic hazard. And because we have such a good long-term record, we can say useful things about the odds of it rupturing in the next 50 years or so. I guess it's worth making the point that wherever you are in New Zealand, more or less, you are exposed to the seismic hazard. There are lots of faults we know about, but there are many, many more faults we don't know about. And so a lot of the recent research in New Zealand has been trying to understand the hazard produced by all the possible sources of shaking and then look at what that means for different communities throughout Aotearoa.
And should this mean that people should be worried or concerned about these major earthquakes, or is it a matter of getting prepared and sort of accepting this is a hazard of the country that we live in, and it's something that is somewhat inevitable, and if we prepare, we can sort of get through it?
New Zealand really sits above the ocean because of the plate boundary, because the Pacific Plate and the Australian Plate are banging into each other. And that causes, for example, in the South Island, that causes the Southern Alps to be pushed up, and that generates, you know, many of the things we really value, you know, the landscape and the environment we live in. But with that sort of comes the underlying hazard of earthquakes. And so I think one of the important lessons from the last decade or so, when we've had a series of damaging earthquakes, perhaps starting with the Darfield earthquake in 2010, and then the Christchurch earthquake in Kaikoura, etc., that's really revealed to us how damaging these earthquakes can be. But it also gives us the basis for a preparation. And it's probably worth admitting that, you know, scientists will not be able to tell exactly when the next earthquake happens ahead of time. But we can give useful information that enables city planners and engineers and communities or even individuals to prepare. And I think that's the real value of this sort of information. It enables us to think ahead to what's to come and take steps either at an individual level or a community level or a national level to prepare for what will be a very upsetting and damaging event. We've also seen, I guess, in the last few months, things like Cyclone Gabrielle, which have reinforced the way in which communities can be exposed to these sorts of hazards, and many of the ways that we can prepare so that when they do take place, we are in the best position possible.
That was Professor John Townend discussing the Alpine Fault in the South Island.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.